Lord, we want to thank you so much for the grace of God that brings us to this point right now.
主，我们真的非常感谢您的恩典，把我们带到今天的地步。
And we just rejoice that we can come tonight to the throne of grace.
主，我们真的今天非常高兴能来到那个恩典的宝座，就是恩的宝座。
Our God is sovereign, he's omnipotent, and he's sitting on the throne. We're thankful for that.
我们的主是掌权的主，他坐在宝座上，他是无所不能的。
And it is a throne of grace, and we find that almost more than we can take in.
同时呢，它是也是一个恩典的宝座，这一点呢，我们必须承认，我们其实明白的不多。
And we've been invited in our need to come to this throne of grace, and we're extremely humbled by this opportunity.
您邀请我们在有需要的时候，随时可以来到这个宝座面前。我们也非常的感谢有这样的一个机会，我们也谦卑的来抓住这个机会。
Our prayer is that by the fulfillment of the promises of God,You will bless us as we come before you at this time.
我们的祷告是求您应验你的应许啊，当我们来到您的神宝座前的时候，你就祝福我们。
Teach us, we pray, and we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求您教导我们，我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Harold, and good evening to all, and good morning to those dear friends in China.
谢谢 Harold 的长老，也跟所以在中国的亲爱的朋友们说上午好，也问这边的朋友们晚上好。
Today we've come to the sixth dispensation, which is the dispensation of grace.And it's the present time that we're living in.
今天我们要讲的是第六个时代，就是恩典的时代，也是我们现在所生活的时代。
Now, if you would please put up the chart, Stanley, we'll just look at that briefly before we continue.
好，我们一起再看一下这张表。
So there's our chart again. We've come now.To the far right, the church given and the spirit of grace.
就是这个第六个you mean the age of grace, yeah?
Yeah, the age of grace.
就是这个恩典的时代，就是教会成立了，而且圣灵赐下了。
It's also known as the age of the Holy Spirit.
同时这个时代呢也叫圣灵的时代。
Because the Holy Spirit has been given during this dispensation in a very unique and glorious way.
因为在这个时代呢圣灵被用一种独特的而且是荣耀的方式被赐下。
In previous dispensations, the Spirit of God worked from the outside.Coming upon men and women down through the ages to help them, to guide them. But in this age, it's the age really of where God actually comes in and indwells individuals.
因为在这个时代之前的历次的时代呢，圣灵都是在外面做工的，他是临到一些男人和女人引导他们，带领他们的。但是在这个时代呢，实际上神是以圣灵的方式，他是住在我们里面的，直接进到了我们里面。
And again, if you look at the lower left of our chart there, it shows some of the features of each dispensation.
我们再看这张表的这个左下方这个黑框这个标出的就是每个时代的一些特征。
Each dispensation opens up with a new beginning and a new responsibility for man.
每一个时代一开始呢都是从给神给人的新的责任新的这个职责开始的。
And in that responsibility, there's a test. And the test is, it really reveals what is in man.
然后针对这个新的这个责任呢，神就会给人一个测试，这个测试呢就会真正显出人里面是什么样子的。
We see man's failure.
然后我们就看见了人的失败。
And of course, when God gives man the responsibility, he also tells him what the result will be if he's not obedient, that he will bring judgment.
然后同时呢，就在神给人的责任的同时呢，他也会告诉人，如果他们不能达成这些责任，不能履行好这些责任呢，他会带下什么样的审判。
And in every case, God would have to bring judgment against man's failure, and then he brings in some grace.
在每一个时代我们看到因为人都失败了，所以神每次都不得不做出审判，但同时呢他也会施以新的恩典，让人可以继续。
What he does is he gives a man a new beginning.
也就是说他每次都给人一个新的开始。
So God has been gracious all the way through the various epochs or eras of time.
所以在历史上的各个阶段，神都是蛮有恩典的。
But is this dispensation, because of the presence, the incarnation of God himself and his great sacrifice for sin, that his grace takes a great leap forward.
但是在这个时代，就是这第六个恩典时代，因为神的道成肉身，他住在我们中间，并为我们死在十字架上的这个事呢，它使这个恩典呢大大的比前面历个时代呢都大大的越了一步，就是大大的往前跨了一步。
It's in this age that God's grace is fully declared.
那在这个时代呢，就是神把他的恩典呢完完全全的表明出来了。
Now in the previous dispensation, it was what we called the dispensation of law.
在恩典时代，前一个时代呢，我们管它叫律法时代。
And the children of Israel, they had been under the care of God through the promises given to Abraham.
那以色列人呢，他因为神给了他们的祖先亚伯拉罕应许，所以他们一直都在神的看顾之下。
The promises to Abraham, if you remember, were unconditional.
如果大家还记得的话呢，那个神给亚伯拉罕的这个应许是没有条件的。
The Lord repeatedly said, I will give you a land. I will make you a blessing. I will bless your seed and the whole world will be blessed.
因为神一遍一遍的说，我要给你一块土地，我要使你成为大族，我要让你成为别人的祝福，我要祝福你的后裔等等等等。
But before God could bring them into the blessing of the promised land, out of Egypt and to himself in the wilderness, before he could bring them into the land, he wanted to test them.
在神把他们从埃及救出来带到那个应许之地之前呢，神要测试他们。
And so what he does, he proposes to them that if they obey him and his commandments, then he will be a special God to them.
然后神做的是什么事呢？他就说，如果你们愿意遵守我的诫命的话，我的律法的话，你们就能成为我特别的子民，是我的子民。
Again, let's review the scriptures in Exodus chapter 19.
我们再回顾一下圣经，出埃及记的十九章。
This is after God had delivered his people from the power of the enemy.
他有什么办法？
Who had...redeemed them by the blood of a lamb out of the land of Egypt and brought them to himself in the wilderness.
那这是神刚刚把他们从这个埃及法老的奴役下救出来，把他们借着 逾越节羔羊的血把他们救出来，然后把他们带到旷野归给自己，这句话的背景呢就是这样的。
And in verse 4 of Exodus chapter 19,
我们看出埃及记的19章4节。
We read the Lord's speaking through Moses to the children of Israel.
在这里面我们读到的是神借着摩西向整个以色列民族说话。
He says, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, he says, therefore, he pronounces a condition that was never there before in Abraham's promise.
我们看第四节，我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。第五节，如今你们若，那你看这里神呢是提出了一个条件，这个条件呢在他给亚伯拉罕的应许里是从来没有出现过的。
Again, verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
第五节，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
So he proposes a covenant with them, and tells them, if they keep that covenant, then they will be blessed above all peoples of the earth.
所以在这里面呢，神是提出要跟以色列人立约，如果他们遵守这个约呢，他们会比地上的其他的民族都更受神的祝福。
But he'd already promised that to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob and all their descendants.
但是这个应许神都已经答应过亚伯拉罕，答应过以撒、雅各以及他们所有的后裔了。
So they should have answered and said, Lord,We look back on our history and we failed many times. Please do all that you have promised, but we can't trust ourselves.
他们本来应该说，主啊，我们回顾，他们如果回顾自己的历史呢，就看到他们一次一次不断的失败。那他应该正确的回应跟神就说，就是神啊，求你按你的应许自己来成就这事吧，因为靠着我们的话，我们是不能信靠自己的。
Instead, what they say, presumptuously, they say, all that the Lord has said, we will do.
但是相反呢，他们却非常莽撞的、鲁莽的就说，哦，耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。
So although they were children of the promise, they willingly put themselves under the law.
尽管呢，以色列民他们是应许之子，但他们却心甘情愿的把自己放在了律法之下。
And so the purpose of God in doing that was so that he might reveal to them that they cannot keep the laws.
那神之所以这样做呢，他的目的呢，就是要向以色列人自己显明，他们是没有办法守住律法的。
And so what purpose then does the law serve?
所以律法的功用是什么呢？
Well, it can't produce righteousness, we read in the New Testament.
那我们在新约里面读到律法是不能带来义的。
Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So the law was not given to them for their salvation and for their blessing. It was to reveal to them their need of the God of heaven.
所以律法赐给他们不是为了让他们靠着得救的，也不是因为了让他们靠着得祝福的，而是让他们知道他们需要从天上来的神的恩典。
And so the law we read in Galatians chapter 3,
我们看一下加拉太书的三章。
Galatians chapter 3 and verse
24节。
He says,Therefore, the law was our tutor, instructor, to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith.
这样，律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，因使我们因信称义。
And further, Paul says in another place, it's by the law that we gain the knowledge of sin.
然后在另外一个地方呢，使徒保罗说，他是因着律法，我们就知罪了。
So, God's purpose in testing them was to reveal to them that they are weak.
所以神给他们这个试验的目的呢，就是向他们显明，证明他们是软弱的。
So that they might know what was in their hearts.
让他们知道自己心内如何。
And that was a lesson that very few of them actually learned.
那这个功课呢，他们很少有人真正学到了。
The law could never give righteousness. It could only demand righteousness.
那律法永远不能给人义，它只是要跟人要求义。
And the law was in Galatians chapter 3 again.
我们再看加拉太书的三章。
We read in verse 17.
看十七节。
Oh, verse 16, sorry, let's read from verse 16.
哦，我们从十六节开始读。
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made.He does not say, and to seeds, but as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, he's referring to Christ.
所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的。神并不说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人就是基督。
So Paul is talking about the law here, but also he's comparing it to the promise of Abraham.
那在整个这一段呢，保罗是在谈论律法，那同时呢，他也在和神赐给亚伯拉罕的应许在做比较。
And does the law supersede the promises? Does it nullify the promises of God?
那律法是不是高于应许，或者说使应许作废了呢？
God had unconditionally promised that his seed, Christ,would come someday on earth.
但是神是无条件的应许，有一天他的这个应许的这个子孙呢，就亚伯拉罕的那一个子孙，是女人的后裔，他是会来到地上的。
So in verse 17, he explains that.
所以十七节的时候他解释了。
In this, I say, that the law which was 430 years later cannot annul the covenant.That was confirmed before by God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect.
十七节，我是这么说：神预先所立的约，不能被那430年以后的律法废掉，叫应许归于虚空。
So the promise was never intended to be achieved by keeping the law.
所以神给亚伯拉罕的应许，他从来没有指望人是通过那个行权律法来达到的，来实现的。
Because the law is not of faith, he says in verse 18.
然后十八节，他说这个是不就是听
的。The law is not of faith.
因为律法是不是信心。
So he says in verse 18, for if the inheritance is of the law,It's no longer of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise.
所以十八节他说，因为承受产业，若本乎律法，就不本乎应许。但神是凭着应许把产业赐给亚伯拉罕。
And so, regardless of the fact that the children of Israel continued to break the law of their law of God and break the covenant that they had agreed to, God still had to complete His promise.
所以不管以色列民呢，他们是如何一次一次的违背律法，一次一次的打破他们跟神所立的约的，那神呢还是要应验他的应许的。
Now turn with me to the New Testament again, John chapter 1 and verse 17.
我们现在翻到新约的约翰福音的一章十七节。Eric?
Yeah.
Yes.
You need the chart?
No.
Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you, Yanling.
Oh, you come.
John chapter 1, verse 17. We read a very straightforward verse.
我们这个约翰福音的一章十七节是非常直白的一节经文。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。Grace,
the word grace means undeserved favor.
恩典这个词的意思呢，就是我们不配得的好处。It
means unearned blessing.
或者说不是我们挣来的祝福。
And so grace came by the promises that were made to Abraham, not the law.
所以恩典呢,是因着神给亚伯拉罕的应许而来的,不是因为律法来的。
As a result, the Christian is no longer under law, but he's in grace.
所以因此呢,基督徒呢,不是在律法之下,而是在恩典之下。
Now notice he says grace came by Jesus Christ, and there'll be more about that in a little while. But also, notice that truth came by Jesus Christ.
你看这节经文他说恩典是从耶稣基督来的，等一会儿我们还会更多的解释这句话，而且他说不单恩典是从耶稣基督来的，真理也是从耶稣基督来的。We
might ask ourselves, was there no truth before Jesus came?
那你可能会问自己，那在耶稣来之前，基督来之前，难道就没有真理了吗？
Well, we've already found out that God has been gracious down through the years, but the full display of his grace comes now through Jesus Christ.
当然不是，因为在此前的历次的时代里面，神已经展现了他的恩典，但是呢，他在这个随着耶稣基督的到来呢，他把他的恩典完全的显明出来了。
The same as truth, the prophets, they all spoke the truth of God.
所以同样的道理跟恩典，同样的道理，那在此之前，耶稣来之前的所有的那个先知呢，他们说的也是神的真理。And
what this means, this verse means about truth coming through Jesus Christ, means that, oh, go ahead.
那这句经文里面说的真理是从耶稣基督来的，它到底是什么意思呢？
That all the Old Testament truth, they were only partial. They were just pictures. They were shadows. They were types.
那是因为旧约的所有的真理啊，它都是部分的，它不完整，同时呢，它也都是图片式的、预表式的，是影子。
The Lord Jesus is the reality and the fulfillment of all those Old Testament pictures.
那耶稣基督呢，是这些旧约所有的预表的这个应验呢，是这个预表的这个实体。For
example, in John chapter 15 and verse 1, we read that, you don't need to turn there, I'll just quote it. He says, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
举个例子，比如说约翰福音的15章1节，主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I'm sorry, I quoted it wrong. I should have looked it up. But he said, I am the true vine.
他刚才这个引用的时候没有说的准确。那是我刚才说的是对的，就是我是真葡萄树。主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。In
other words, it was in him his life, the true life.
那换句话说呢，就是在他里面呢有生命，而且是真的生命。
He's also known as the true light.
而且呢，我们也知道他是真光。And
if you'll turn to John chapter 6 and verse 32, we read that he is the true bread that came down from heaven.
然后我们再看这个6章32节里面，他说他是真粮，从天上来的真粮。He's
the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, they were miraculously fed by bread from heaven, angels' food.
当以色列人在旷野的时候，他们是从是神靠着神迹啊，从这个天上降下天使的粮给他们吃。
And that manna sustained them in the wilderness.
这个玛纳呢是保持了他们的这个健康啊，在整个这个旷野的这段时间里。
It was a miraculous food from heaven itself.
那玛纳本身呢，就是奇迹般的从天上降下来的食物。
And then verse 32, Jesus tells the multitude that he's teaching.
我们看这个六章的三十二节，这里耶稣是在给众人在做教导。
Then Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world."
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们，因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
So just as the children of Israel were fed in the wilderness by the manna and they preserved their lives, so the Lord Jesus is the true bread that gives eternal life.
所以这是一个对比啊，在旧约的那个时代旷野里呢，以色列人神是赐给他们天上的玛纳，使他们保守他们的这个身体的需要的。那现在耶稣呢，是从天上来的真粮，是把那真生命赐给我们的。
And then in Revelation we find there that he is the true and faithful witness.
然后在启示录里面说他是真实的，又是那信实的见证。
All the other witnesses in the Bible, from Abel to right through to the apostles, they gave partial witness, but he is the true witness.
所以在从旧约一直到新约啊，从亚伯开始到众先知，一直到这个新约的使徒啊，他们做的这个见证呢，都是部分的见证。
In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1.
再看希伯来书的一章一节。
We read that God, who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son.whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds.
我们看一章一节和二节，神迹在古时，借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
So when we read that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, we meanThe fullness of God's grace and the completion of his truth is found in Christ.
所以我们在约翰福音一章十七节里面读到的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。这里的意思呢，是说从耶稣基督来的是完全的恩典，是完备的真理的意思。
And so when he came, even though it says the law was given by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ,Yet the Lord Jesus came under the law.
那虽然在这里面说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的，但是主耶稣基督来依然是来在放在律法之下的。
He put himself in the place of where man had failed. He put himself into that same restrictions of the law.
所以他把他自己仍然放在律法的约束之下，他把自己放在人失败的那个地方。
We read in Galatians chapter 4.
我们看加拉太书的四章。
And verse 4.
第四节。
But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law,To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
我们看四节五节啊，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
And he was the promised seed.
那他就是那个神应许的那个后裔。
The seed that would come that was promised in the Garden of Eden by the judgment on the serpent. That the seed of the woman would bruise the serpent's head.
那他就是那个后裔，就是早在伊甸园，神在对蛇的审判当中就应许的那个将要来的那个女人的后裔，他要击伤这个蛇的头。
And he came in all the fulfillment of all the prophets of the Old Testament.
那他来呢，是要应验所有在旧约里面这个先知的这些预言。
Now this was a special era, even though the Lord Jesus came under the law, it was as though there was God had stopped the universe, as it were, to reveal His marvelous grace.
嗯，所以这是一个特别的一个，就主耶稣进来是特别的一个时间呢，就是可以说是神把宇宙停下了，他要把他的圣子显明出来，提供给这个世界。
Everything changed when Jesus came.
而且当主耶稣基督来了以后呢，一切都改变了。
God was made flesh.
神取了肉身。
And we read in the Gospels of that perfect life.
我们从福音书里面读到了主耶稣基督这完美的生命。
A spotless life that was lived before the eye of an all-seeing God.
他在众人的眼前呢，活出了一个完全的没有瑕疵的生命。
He was without sin.
他没有犯过罪。
We see a demonstration of his marvelous power.
我们也看到他行出那个伟大的这个神迹的能力啊。
He had power over disease. He had power over death, even over demons, and even over the elements of the creation.
所以他有胜过疾病、死亡、魔鬼，还有甚至也有这个胜过自然界这所有的这个要素的这个能力。
And then we see the miraculous wisdom that he displayed.
我们也看到他显示出来的那个极其奇妙的智慧啊。
The combined forces of all the Jewish lawyers could not catch him in his words.
所有的以色列人的文士都加起来也不能找出他一点错出来。
His words silenced the enemy.
那他的话呢，使这个敌人闭口不言。
But they were also tender and compassionate words.
那同时他的话也充满了这个同情，充满了温柔。
To the woman who was caught in adultery, he could say to her, "Where are your accusers?"
那对那个行淫被抓的妇人，他说，那控告你的人在哪里呢？
She said, "There aren't any."
他说没有，没有了。
She said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more."
然后他对他说，也主耶稣对他说，那我也不定你的罪，你去吧，不要再犯罪了。
He was so gentle. Mothers could bring their children to him, and they wouldn't be frightened.
他是特别的温柔，以至于那些母亲可以带着小孩子到这里来，孩子也不会害怕的。
Now we see his love manifested.
我们看到他显明出来的爱。
His weeping over Jerusalem.
他面对耶路撒冷而哭泣。
And so, when Jesus came, it was a different kind of man. A different life had come onto the planet.
所以当耶稣来的时候呢，他来显明的是一个完全不同的生命，是和这个地球上其他人的生命都是不一样的生命。
And some of the purposes for which he came was, first of all, to honor God where man had dishonored him.
那他来的, 有诸多的目的, 其中之一呢, 就是, 人没有荣耀神, 那他来呢,
and when it came to the law, he completely fulfilled every letter of the law.
所以比如说关于律法吧, 他把律法的每一个字, 他都行全了。
He said, I delight to do your will, O God.
主耶稣说, 神啊, 我愿意遵行你的旨意。
And as a man, the perfect man, God was honored and glorified by his life.
所以神, 从他这个完美的人, 和他的生命中呢, 神得着了荣耀。
And both at the beginning and at the end of his life, heaven was opened and the voice of God could say, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
所以从主耶稣服事之初已知道他服事的末了两次天上, 天都打开都有声音说, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
And he came also in fulfillment of the coming seed to destroy the works of the devil.
那同时呢, 他也是来, 应验这个应许, 就是那个女人的后裔来要, 毁坏那个魔鬼的工作的。
John chapter 17 and verse 4.
我们看约翰福音的17章。
He says, I have glorified you on the earth.
Which verse?
Verse 4. John 17:4.
第四节, 我在地上已经荣耀你。
And so, his first purpose was to honor his father, and that's what he says in this verse. First of all, I have glorified you on earth.
所以我们刚才提到他来的地上的第一个目的就是来荣耀父, 所以他在这一节里面也说, 我在地上已经荣耀你, 你就是父。
And then he says, I have finished the work which you have given me to do.
然后他接着说, 你所托付我的事, 我已成全了。
And finishing that work was that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hebrews chapter 2.
所以这里面说你托付我的事我已成全了, 就是指他毁坏了撒旦的工作。 我们看, 希伯来书的二章。
Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 14.
14节。
Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death, he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil.
儿女既同有血肉之体,他也照样亲自成了血肉之体,特要借着死败坏那掌死权的,就是魔鬼。
So, it was through his death, the weakness of dying, that he destroyed the serpent as the seed of the woman.
所以他作为女人后裔, 接着他的死, 就是死所表现出来的, 表面上的软弱, 但是他却, 败坏了这个魔鬼的权势。
Another reason why he came, the primary reason why he came, was that he might suffer on the cross and die for mankind.
所以他来的一个首要的目的呢, 就是要为人类受苦, 死在十字架上。
The cross becomes the central point of all eternity.
十字架就成为整个永恒的中心。
From creation on to the cross, people look forward to a redeemer who would come.
从创世以来一直到十字架这段时间呢, 人是盼望将来那个救世主来救他们的。
All the sacrifices that were made from Abel right through to the end of the Old Testament, they all looked forward to that one great final sacrifice where God would be satisfied with that great sacrifice.
那所有献的祭，从亚伯献的，一直到旧约最后一个献的这个祭物，这所有的祭物呢，都是在期盼将来那个真正的那个完全的祭物能献上，能使神得着满足的。
But all of eternity is going to look back to that event when God became flesh, offered up his life as a victim for sin.
那当神自己亲自来到地上取了肉身死在十字架上为罪而死以后呢他从此以后所有的永恒呢都是要回望这个时刻的。
But his death and his resurrection, they are linked together because of his perfect character. God raised him from the dead.
但是主耶稣基督的死和他的复活是紧密连接在一起的，是因为他的完美的性情，他完美的生命，所以神就使他从死里复活了。
And the result was that he can bring many, many sons to glory.
所以所带来的结局呢，就是他可以带众子都进到荣耀里去。
And that's the subject, really, which we're going to further expand in a little bit.
那这个话题呢，我们是等一会儿要再进一步展开的。
But also he came to judge the world.
那同时他来呢，也是要来审判这个世界的。
Acts chapter 17.
我们看《使徒行传》的17章。
And verse 30.
三十节。
And Paul now is speaking to the Greek philosophers in the middle of Athens, Greece.
那这个你的背景呢是保罗在这个希腊的雅典呢对那些哲学的教授们在说话。
And we break into his argument near the end.
我们现在讲的这个呢已经在他的这个整个的这个辩论的这个尾声了。
So he says in verse 30, truly these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all,by raising him from the dead.
30-31 节，世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Now he is talking to Gentiles.
保罗这里呢，是在对外邦人说话。
And Gentiles never had the law.
外邦人从来没有过律法。
But they had consciences.
但是他们有良知。
Which shows the work of the law written on their hearts.
那这律法的这个就功用啊就是刻在他们的心板上的。
Nevertheless, they were much in darkness and ignorance.
但是呢他们也是同样在这个黑暗和这个无知当中的。
And in those days, previous to the cross,he calls it the times of ignorance.
所以保罗在这里把十字架之前的时代呢都叫做蒙昧无知的时候。
And God was not going to judge them as strictly as he is now.
所以神对那个时候的人不会像现在这样的人这么严格的去鉴察他们审判他们。
But he says everything has changed with the death and resurrection of Christ.
但是他接着说，因为基督的死和复活呢，一切都改变了。
Because in, he says, now God commands all men everywhere to repent.
所以他在三十节里面说，如今神却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。
The coming into the world of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, has changed God's attitude toward man.
也就是说主耶稣基督来到世上诞生在世上他的死埋葬和复活这件事改变了神对人的态度。
Man isn't going to be judged by the law anymore.
神不再用律法来审判人了。
it will still condemn him.
虽然这个律法还在定人的罪。
But God's standard of judgment is whether or not they have received God's offer of grace and mercy.
但是现在神的审判的原则是标准是看你是不是接受了神的恩典和怜悯。
And he says God now commands. It isn't just that God hopes that man will repent. God commands all men everywhere to repent.
所以他这里用的词呢是吩咐，吩咐就是命令，就是神不是说他期盼人悔改，他是命令全世界各处的人都要悔改。
Because he says it that God, verse 31, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained.
因为三十一节他说，他已经，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。
And so man now stands in a great time of judgment, under condemnation. In this age, man is under condemnation and will be judged on how they have treated God's offer of grace.
所以今天呢，还在被定罪之下的处在定罪之下的人呢，他们将来有一天会面对神的审判，要看他当时是怎么样对待神提供给他们的恩典和怜悯的。
So as I mentioned, the cross and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is the central point of all eternity, and it introduces.The dispensation of the age of grace.
所以我刚才已经提到了十字架和以及随后主耶稣基督的复活呢，是成为了这个永恒的中心，也是呢这个恩典时代的开端。
The age of grace begins on the day of Pentecost.
那恩典时代呢是从五旬节这一天开始的。
And that age of grace.Is going to be completed at the rapture of the church.
这个恩典时代到什么时候结束呢？就是教会被提的时候。
The day of Pentecost. On that day, there was a man in the glory, and there was the Holy Spirit came to earth.
然后在五旬节这一天呢，就是这荣耀的不能叫人呢，就是这个三位一体的那个神呢，他来到地上了。
The reason why the Holy Spirit could come to earth, because God was glorified in heaven, and Jesus was glorified there, and then the Holy Spirit could come in a spirit of grace to everyone who believed.
那这荣耀的圣灵之所以能够降下到人的里面啊，是因为基督已经得了荣耀，他得了荣耀以后，现在已经坐在父神的右边，所以这个圣灵可以降下来。
John chapter 7, please.
我们翻到约翰福音的七章。
And we read from verse 37.
37节开始。
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
It was the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
这是祝棚节的第八天。
And they would take water from the pool of Siloam and take it and pour it out before the altar.
那这个犹太人呢是会从希罗亚池子里面打了水，然后浇在这个祭坛上。
It was a picture of the promise that God had made through the promise prophets that he would pour out his spirit in the last days.
那他这个是预表将来有一天神会用他的圣灵来浇灌人的，浇灌在地上。
But Jesus was saying, now is the time.
那主耶稣基督在这里他说呢，现在就是这个时候了。
And he says, he goes on in verse 38, that is by faith, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
38节，信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
But this he spoke, he says in verse 39, concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified.
39节，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
First, God's justice must be satisfied by his death upon the cross when he would be made sin for us.
那首先呢，耶稣要替我们成为罪，神公义的这个要求呢，要在十字架上得着满足。
God's righteousness was satisfied there on the cross.
那在十字架上，神公义的要求得着了满足。
And Jesus lay in the grave for 3 days.
让耶稣呢被放在坟墓里三天。
And on the third day, God raised him from the dead.
让第三天神使他从死里复活。
And then God took him up into heaven. He ascended to the Father's right hand.
然后神就把他提到天上去了，他就升天，现在到了父神的右边。
Now there was a man in the glory that had perfectly honored the Father.
那现在在永恒里面有这样的一个人了，他是完全的、完美的荣耀了父。
And God gave him glory.
然后神也把荣耀赐给了他。
And when the Lord Jesus was glorified,Then the Father, on the basis of sins forgiven and faith in that finished work, could send the Holy Spirit down into the world to come into the hearts of every believing soul.
那在耶稣得着荣耀以后，那父神呢，基于罪已经得着了赦免，人因着信耶稣所做成的功，那他基于这两个事实呢，就可以把这个圣灵赐下来住在人的里面了。
There would be no having to keep the law anymore.
再也不用去守律法了。
Those that are in Christ Jesus and are walking in the Spirit, they fulfill the requirements of the law.
那所有在耶稣基督里面的人与他同行的人呢，他们已经满足了律法的要求。
And so this great mystery happens there in the right in the center of the law, the city where the law was broken, Jerusalem.
所以在这是一个奥秘啊，就在这个律法的中心，这个城市耶路撒冷的这个律法被打破了。
And born again believers there on the day of Pentecost, they were baptized into Jesus Christ.
那就在五旬节这一天呢，信靠耶稣的这个基督徒啊，他们就被圣灵施洗，在基督里施洗了。
Now this is a mystery that was never revealed in the Old Testament.
这是一个奥秘，在旧约里面从来也没有提出过的。
Ephesians chapter 3, please.
以弗所书的三章。
And it was to the Apostle Paul primarily that was given to unfold the mystery of the church.
那关于教会的奥秘啊，主要是通过神通过使徒保罗把这个奥秘解开的。
So in Ephesians chapter 3 in verse 1 to 7.
我们看以弗所书的三章一到七节。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you.
一节二节，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的， 听你们祈祷，量力你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我。
This was a stewardship that was given to Paul by the risen Savior to reveal the mystery of this present age.
所以这个是复活以后的主啊，他托付给这个使徒保罗的一个职分呢，就是一个管家的职分，要把关于这个时代的奥秘呢解释出来。
And he goes on to say in verse 3.
那第三节接着说。
It's how that by revelation, God revealed that to him, something to him. He made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, that is in the first chapter, by which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
用启示的意思就是神是给了保罗一些特别的启示的，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，这略略写过就是指在以弗所书一章里写过的内容，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
The mystery of Christ is of course the mystery of the dispensation of grace through Christ.
那这里的基督的奥秘呢，就是指借着耶稣而来的这个恩典时代的奥秘。
And he goes on in verse 5 to say, which in other ages, other dispensations, it was not made known to the sons of men, as it is, has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
第五节，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And that mystery, he explains, is that the Gentiles and should be fellow heirs, that is, with the Jews of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ through the gospel, which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power.
第六第七节，第六节讲的就是这个奥秘到底是什么。这个奥秘呢，就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，就是得以和犹太人同为后嗣，同为一体，同盟应许。我做了这福音的执事，是照神的恩赐，这恩赐是照他运行的大能赐给我的。
This grand mystery was the central purpose of God in all creation.
所以这个伟大的奥秘啊，就是神在所有的这个创造物里面的这个终极的这个目的了。
That God might provide the Father might provide a bride for his son.
也就是说父神呢要给他的儿子预备一个新娘。
Now the church, during this age of grace, does not inherit the earthly promises of Abraham.
那教会呢，它在这恩典时代啊，它不是继承了亚伯拉罕地上的祝福。
All our blessings are in heavenly places in Christ.
我们所有的祝福啊，都是在基督里面，在天上的祝福。
Again, Romans chapter 16.
我们看罗马书的十六章。
And verse 25.
25节。
And he concludes his letter to the Romans.
那他这里面呢，他是在结束他要给罗马人写的这封信的内容了。
Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for the obedience to the faith. To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
25到27节，没有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古 隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心，这奥秘如今显明出来，并且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿们。
And so this, he talks about the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret from the very foundation of the world.
他这里面讲的是这个从创世以来啊，从永古隐藏不言的这个奥秘啊，关于这个奥秘的启示。
And you'll notice that it says according to my gospel.
而且他这里面注意他说照我所传的福音。
What he means by that is that the gospel itself was particularly revealed to Paul, and he expounds that in this book of Romans.
那这里面说我所传的福音呢，就是特别神启示给保罗的，以及保罗在罗马书里把它彻底阐述清楚的这个信息，这个福音。
And this age of grace was a mystery hidden from the past generations.
所以我们所处的这个时代啊，是一个奥秘，是在历史历代都被隐藏的。
And that mystery that Christ would obtain a bride.
那这个奥秘是什么呢？就是基督要得着一个新娘。
You see pictures of it in the Old Testament with Adam.Receiving his bride.
我们在旧约看到这样的预表啊，就是亚当他得着了他的新娘夏娃。
And Isaac getting his Rebecca.
那以撒呢，得着了他的新娘利百加。
Yes, and we can see Boaz getting his Ruth.
还有波阿斯得着了路德。
And although it was hidden in the Old Testament.When we look back, we see many pictures.
那虽然它在旧约是隐藏的，但是我们回顾旧约的时候，我们还是依然能看到很多的图片，很多的预表。
The picture of a bride, it describes the relationship that the church has with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个新娘的这个图片，这个预表呢，是反映了我们就是教会和主耶稣基督之间的关系，亲密的关系。
Because all the church is also described as his body.
然后圣经也把这个教会的描述成基督的身体。
And he is the head of the body.
然后基督是这身体的头。
And so we all look to the head for our life and for our direction.
因为我们都是要仰望这个头来得着我们的生命，得着我们的指引的。
We're born again by the Spirit of God.Baptized into the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们是从圣灵而重生的，也是在被圣灵施洗进入主耶稣基督里面的。
But and that, how does someone get into this mystery?
那这个一个人是怎么样才能进到这个奥秘里呢？
How can I become part?Of the bride of Christ to be saved, to be sanctified, to be brought into the very presence of God.
那或者说我怎么才能成为这个基督的新娘的一部分？我怎么才能够得救成圣？能够将来站在耶稣的面前呢？
It's all by God's grace.
都是因着神的恩典。
The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
律法是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们翻到以弗所书的二章。
And let's read from verse 4.
从第四节开始读。
It's a wonderful description of God's grace in this age.
这一段呢，是非常好的描述了在这个时代神的恩典。
But God who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in sin, in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
第四个第五节，既然神，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
When we were dead, when we were far from Christ, in walking in the vanity of our own minds, God loved us so much that when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
所以当我们还是死的时候，当我们还远离基督的时候，当我们还在我们这虚空的生活中度日的时候，那神就已经让基督替我们死了。所以当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就替我们死了。
And so when, and also we continue to read in verse 6.
我们继续读第六节。
And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heaven, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
第六节，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So not only has he forgiven us our sins, but he's raised us up together that we might be seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
所以神不仅救了我们呢，他还让我们与基督一同活过来，而且让我们和基督一同坐在天上。
That is, in the very sphere in which he occupies now, he wants us to be there as well.
也就是说，他所占据的这个领域，他希望我们也在那里。
And then, his purpose goes beyond that.
然后他的这个目的呢，还不止于此。
Verse 7.
第七节。
That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典呢，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈显明给后来的世代看。
Now, I'm not sure what that means, the ages to come.
其实我不太明白这里面说的后来的世代是什么，是指什么？
When we think of heaven future, we think of just one age, the age when we'll be in heaven forever.
因为当我一想到这个以后在天上的日子时候，我想的这应该就是一个时代，就是永永远远都在天上的时候。But
if I understand what the Spirit of God is saying here, that there's going to be countless ages where God is going to have something new and something different all the time.
但是在这里面，圣灵说后来的时代啊，我的理解是，即使在永恒的将来啊，也是有数不清的时代的。每一个时代呢，神都会有新的启示给我们的。He's
going to continue unfolding his marvelous grace to us throughout all eternity.
因为他应该在永恒的将来会不停的、不断的向我们展开更多的他的美妙的这个恩典。
And then in verses 8 to 10, we find out how a guilty sinner can be brought into such a wealth of blessing.
然后第八、第九节呢，他就讲了一个罪人呢，怎么才能够进到这样的这个祝福的这个财富里面。
He says, for it's by grace again. There's that word. By grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，你看这个恩就是这里的关键词，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。So
that grace, there's only one way to obtain it, and that is as a gift. That is given to us, and by faith we receive it.
所以这个恩典呢，只有一个方法能够得到，那就是我们借着信心呢领受这个礼物。这个恩典呢，它就是一个礼物，我们领受它就得着了。Grace
has always been received by faith down through the years.
那在历史上，过去的历史当中啊，一直都是通过信心才能领受恩典的。
When you recall when David sinned, there was no sacrifice that he could offer to be forgiven for his willful disobedience.
所以大家可以回想大卫啊，他犯罪了以后呢，对于他这个故意的这个悖逆神呢，是没有祭物可以用来赎罪的。
He had broken God's law.
因为他违反了神的律法。
And he had, in breaking God's law, he was under condemnation.
他因为违反了律法，所以他就处在这个被定罪之下了。
He said, if I could offer a sacrifice, I would do that. But you don't desire a sacrifice.
大卫自己说，如果你需要一个祭物。 我就会献上,
and so he cries out and he sees God's grace. He says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness.
所以他就呼求神了，然后他就看见了神的恩典。他说，神呐，求你赐恩给我，因着你的恩慈和怜悯。
And God forgave him his sin.
然后神,
not on the basis of the law, but on the basis of him coming in faith, in grace.
所以神就赦免了他的罪，不是按照律法赦免他的，而是因着这个本乎恩也，因着信这个方式来。
But brothers and sisters, the place that David will occupy throughout eternity is a nothing compared to the glory that is, that he has given to us as members of his body.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，大卫在这个永恒里的这个地位啊，跟他神赐给我们的作为基督的身体的一份子的荣耀是没有办法比的。David
is going to someday sit upon the throne of Israel in the future.
大卫在将来的某一天呢，他会坐在这个以色列的这个王的宝座上。But
brothers and sisters, you and I, we've been raised up together to sit with Christ in the heavenlies.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你和我是被抬高到在天上和耶稣基督坐在一起的，坐在平等上的。Oh,
the grace of God, so vast, so great in this present age.
所以在我们现在所处的这个时代啊，神给我们的恩典是何等的浩大，何等的广阔。
And the Holy Spirit now indwells each one of us.
那现在呢，这个圣灵就内住在我们每个人的里面。
Now there's two aspects to this dispensation of grace, two important aspects.
那关于我们现在所处的这个恩典时代呢，有两个重要的方面。
Titus chapter 2.
提多书的二章。
And verse 11.
十一节。
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
The first aspect is that the grace of God is for everyone on the planet.
那所以第一个方面，第一个重要的方面就是神的恩典呢，是给这个地球上的每一个人的。
It was not limited like the promises made to Abraham.
它不是像给这个亚伯拉罕的应许啊，它是有局限性的。
Or the law that was given to Israel.
也不是像律法呢，只是给以色列人的。
This grace goes wider than all other promises. It's a grace that has appeared to all men.
所以这个恩典呢，是比其他的应许啊，它范围都广阔的，它是向所有的人显明的。
John 3:16, again, one of our favorite verses, explains it well.
那我们最喜欢的一节经文啊，约翰福音的3:16就把这个解释得很好。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish, but have eternal life.
他说神爱世人呢，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But the test Every dispensation has a test.
但是每一个时代都有一个测试，现在也有测试来了。
God has come down from heaven, given all that he can to man. Will man receive the grace of God?
这个测试就是神已经从天上下来，他把他能给的都给了人，那人愿不愿意领受神的恩典呢？
That's the test.
这个是一个测试。
Again, John chapter 3.
我们再看约翰福音的三章。
And the verse after John 3:16.
就是这个三章十六节后面的一节。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
The life of the Lord Jesus coming into the world was a greater condemnation than the law of Moses ever was.
哦，所以神主耶稣基督来到世上呢，他不是像摩西的律法一样，是来定人的罪的。
The light had come into darkness.
而是光啊进到了黑暗里。
It showed how sinful man really was.
他显明了人是多么的有罪。
That light was shone brighter than all the Ten Commandments at once.
那这个光呢，是比这个十诫的光还要亮得多得多。
But God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world.
但是神不是把他的儿子拆到地上来，是来定世人的罪的。
He sent him in the world to save the world.
他把他的儿子拆下来是来救世人的。
Verse 18.
十八节。
He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already.Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
十八节，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
And then verse 19.
然后十九节。
And this is the condemnation. This is the judgment.
十九节讲是定罪，是审判。
That light has come into the world, and men love darkness.Rather than light, because their deeds are evil.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
So the judgment, the standard of God's judgment, will be the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
刚才没读完，定他们的罪就是在此，所以神审判世人的标准呢，就是他的儿子那个完美的人。
As Paul told the Athenians, they said that God is going to judge, God has appointed a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus. Acts 17 again, verse 31.
我们再回到使徒行传的17章的31节。对，就是刚才已经读过的，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所立的人按公义审判天下。
So there will be judgment for those that reject Christ.
所以那些拒绝耶稣基督的人呢，是会有审判的。
Now this age of grace, it does have an end.
但是我们现在这个恩典，我们这个恩典时代是会有一个结束的。
And just as the age of grace began with the going of Christ to heaven and the Holy Spirit coming down to earth, so the age of this grace will be ended when Jesus comes down out of heaven and the Holy Spirit and the believers go up to meet Jesus.
所以正像我们这个恩典时代的开头啊，是从耶稣升天，然后圣灵降下来。以这个为开始的，那这个恩典时代的结束呢，会正好反过来，是以耶稣从天上下来，然后圣灵呢，内住在圣徒里面的圣灵，随着教会被提呢上去，这样结束的。
is at the rapture of the church, when Jesus comes for his own, as he promised.
那个时刻呢，就是当耶是耶稣所应许的，就是他会来接自己的人，那就是教会被提的那个时刻。
It was in the upper room when his disciples were very disturbed and they were troubled.
那在耶稣上十字架的前一天晚上，在那个马可楼上，他的门徒们都很忧伤啊。
He told them he was going to leave them.
那耶稣呢，告诉他们他要离开他们了。But
he also told them that he was going to come again for them.
同时呢，耶稣也告诉他们他还会再来接他们的。He
said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled."
耶稣说，你们心里不要忧愁。He
says, "If you believe in God, believe also in me."
你们信神也当信我。In
my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you.
我在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。So
he told them that he's going to go and prepare a place for them. That's what he's doing now. During this dispensation.
所以主告诉门徒，他要去为他们预备一个地方，那这就是在我们现在所处的恩典时代，基督正在做的事情。He's
been working for the perfect place just for you.
他正在就是为你啊，在打造一个完美的住处。But
he says, if I do go away, he says, I will come again.
然后他说，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。And
he says, I'm going to come again in a very intimate way.
我会用非常亲密的方式到你们这里来的，再来的。I'm
going to receive you to myself.
我会接你们到我自己这里来。That
where I am, there you might be also.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
And then, when the church rises to be with Christ, the dead are raised first, and then we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord and ever be with Him.
然后我们就会升上天和耶稣在一起了。先是在基督里死的人先复活，然后我们在地上还活着的人呢会被改变，然后到空中与主相遇。The
day of grace ends. The door is closed.
到那个时候呢，这个恩典时代就结束了，门就关了。And
all the professing church and the unbelievers, all the unbelievers are going to go into the great tribulation period.
那所有不信的人呢，包括那些口头称信的基督徒，他们都要进入大灾难时期了。And
we will be speaking more about that next week.
那我们下星期呢，要讲更多关于这个那个时代的事。But
the church will be safely in heaven during that time, that terrible time which will come upon the whole world that rejected Christ.
但是在那个可怕的大灾难呢，就是要临到这个拒绝耶稣的这个世界的那个可怕的灾难时期呢，教会是安全的在天上的。But
even there, God's grace, even though the Holy Spirit is no longer working in the believers, so God's mercy will be shown in that 144,000 Jews are going to be sealed. And out of the great tribulation are going to come a great multitude of those that had not rejected Christ, that never had the opportunity to hear a clear presentation of the gospel to reject it.
然后即使在那个时候虽然圣灵不能在内住在人里面做工了，但是神依然有怜悯有恩典，在大灾难时期有144,000的犹太人会被印上印，然后还有整个大灾难时期呢会有很多的人得救。
And those multitudes that are saved in the tribulation period, they don't come into the church. They are taken into the kingdom that the Lord Jesus is going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all the earth. They go into the kingdom, not into the church.
那些在大灾难时期得救的人呢，他们不会进到教会里来，不会成为教会的组成部分。那他们呢会进到这个千禧年的国度里面，就是进到那个主耶稣基督做万王之王、万主之主的那个国度里面。
And those great judgments that will come at the end of the age are going to usher in a new dispensation.
然后在这个大灾难，就是史无前例的大灾难结束以后呢，就会进到一个新的时期了。
It'll be the 1,000-year reign of Christ when he comes to earth in power and glory.
那就是主耶稣基督在荣耀和全能中来地上作王的这个千禧年的时代。
May the Lord encourage each one of us to live for him in the meantime.
所以愿主啊祝福我们能够鼓励我们为他而活。
He could come at any time.
因为他随时都可能来。
Let's all be ready for the shout from heaven when we arise to meet him in the air.
让我们预备好等候着天上的这个呼唤的声音啊，然后我们就会被升到天，被提到天上跟他相遇了。
Thank you, Mr. Summers.
Amen. We praise the Lord for the grace of God that we are able to enjoy.
我们感谢主啊，我们有这个可以现在享受神的这个恩典。
We've been going through the dispensations. Each dispensation tells us a little bit more about God and a little bit more about man.
我们已经现在学习了六个时代了，在每一个时代呢，都告诉我们多一点关于神的，也多一点关于人自己的。
Basically, it tells us that God is more and more wonderful, greater and greater. Our understanding of God goes up as we understand more of his dealings with us through the dispensation.
所以当着我们随着不同的时代越来越多的了解积累更多神的知识呢，我们就发现神是他的这个形象是越来越伟大，然后他的是越来越美好的。我们关于神的知识呢是越来越增长的。
And it's also true that each dispensation teaches us more and more about the frailty and the sinfulness of man.
那同时呢，这些时代的知识呢也教导我们人的这个有罪和人的这个软弱无用。
And what we find so thrilling is that in spite of all this, our God is gracious toward us. And he longs to pour out his blessings upon us.
Amen.
但是让我们高兴的就是呢，即使这样，那神呢还是对我们很有恩典，他愿意把他的祝福倾倒在我们的身上。
And so in the grace of God, we learn two wonderful things. Number one, by grace, we can get saved and be reunited with God.
所以借着神的恩典呢，我们明白两个道理。一个呢是因着神的恩典呢，我们可以跟他联系在一起，我们可以得救，以及可以跟他连接在一起。
But the grace of God doesn't end there. The grace of God is in us, and we are able to live for Him now and live with Him forever. It's all because of the grace of God. How we get in and how we get west, all by the grace of God. Hallelujah.
而且神的恩典还不止于只救我们，而且他的恩典在我们的里面，让我们能够现在为他而活，将来呢也和他永远在一起。这都是因着神的恩典，他用恩典呢使我们进到他里面，也用他的恩典呢保守我们跟他在一起。
So let's pray and give thanks.
我们一起祷告和感恩。
Lord, we are so thankful that you didn't give up on mankind.
主，我们真的很感恩你没有放弃人类。
We know, Lord, that in our hearts we're sinners. You've made that so abundantly clear all through the dispensations, and especially in the dispensation of law.
主，我们心里知道我们就是里面就是一个罪人。我们感谢你，你在这个诸多的这个时代里面已经把这点讲得非常非常的清楚了，特别是在律法时代讲得特别的清楚。
We're so thankful that the Bible didn't end at the end of the book of Malachi in the Old Testament.
但是我们真的很感恩啊，我们这圣经没有结束在旧约的马拉基书。
We thank you for the grace of God that found us.
我们真的很感恩，神的恩典找到了我们。
We thank you for drawing us to yourself by your great kindness.
主，我们感谢因着您的慈爱啊，您吸引我们到你那里去。
And we thank you for the grace of God in which we now live.
我们感谢我们现在所处的这个恩典时代。
You are a good God. We praise you and pray that we might just live up to the responsibilities that we have because of this great grace.
主，你是一个伟大的神，我们赞美你，希望我们能够活出就是您赐给我们的恩典所对应的这样的生命。
And so we pray and give thanks now in the name of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.